This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Friday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Heading into the weekend, I want to invite everyone out to Island Community Church this weekend. If you're looking for a good church, maybe you don't belong to church and you've always wanted to go, or you figure it's high time I start going to church again, I invite you to come out to Island Community Church. Now, Island's the church that I pastor. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We're a small fellowship. Some people really like small churches. I really enjoy it. You know, you get to know everyone there, know everyone by name. You got the pastor's cell phone number. So there's a lot to be said about a small church. We welcome you. I welcome you to come by on Sunday mornings. You know what to expect. You hear the sermons here on the radio. Speaking of sermons, you're about to hear part two now, something that just started playing yesterday. This was a 9-week sermon series through the book of James, verse by verse. Now, today's message is called Mercy Triumphs Over Judgment. That's where we left off. This will finish on Monday's program. But in the meantime, if you are looking for a church, I invite you to come on by this weekend. Sunday morning at 10:30. Sunday night, we'll probably pick it up here where we left off and look at some more. No, actually, Sunday mornings, we are in the book of Romans, chapter 5, is where we're at this week. One of the greatest chapters in all of the Bible is Romans, chapter 5. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's my sermon this week. Once again, you are invited. Here now on the radio, this is part two of Mercy Triumphs Over Judgment.
Want to find true religion? Go volunteer at the Seafarers Ministry in Cape Canaveral. And you'll see it there. Pure religion. God shovels them there too. From all over the world, not just Brevard County there. From all over the world, they come on boats and come into this place that's run by the Brevard Baptist Association. And you. And this church that supports them. That is pure and undefiled religion. Then again, there are still widows to visit. There's widows in this church. Some people here visit other people here from used to go to this church. Now here in chapter 2, James has a strong word for churches that treat visitors different according to their social status. James chapter 2, verse 1 says, "My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and there come also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that wears the gay clothing," boy, has that word ever changed meaning. If there was ever a verse that let me move forward. I can understand the existence of the New King James. Let me just leave it at that. "You have respect to him that wears gay clothing, and you say to him, sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor man, stand thou over there. or sit here under my footstool? Are ye not then partial in yourselves and have become judges of evil thoughts? Yikes. So James is saying that if we're guilty of this, that is treating visitors different depending on their outward appearance, then we have become judges with evil thoughts. Verse 5, hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? Certainly God looks at the poor different than we do, wouldn't you say? Isn't it funny, too, the way God always compensates those that lack in a particular area? Have you ever noticed that? Here, God compensates those that are lacking in money and has compensated them in the area of faith. I've heard time and time again, blind people tremendously gifted in another area, or deaf people gifted in some other area, or those with a particular handicap. Have you ever noticed how people who are mentally challenged are absolutely brilliant in other ways? Anyone here ever see Dustin Hoffman in The Rain Man? I mean, his walking calculators? Verse 9. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. That word's way too soft there, convinced. The Greek word elekko, it means shamed or disgraced. Or it means to be proved wrong and then shamed. If you have respect of persons, you commit sin and you are disgraced, as through the Bible, as a transgressor. Verse 10, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend or stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. Yikes again. Whoever keeps the whole law and offends at one teeny, eeny, teeny weeny, itsy bit, little point like that, guilty. Guilty. Whoever is guilty of one point is guilty of all. Guilty is charged. This is the verse to show folks that think that they're not bad people. You know the drill, right? I keep the commandments, I don't lie, I don't cheat, I'm not a murderer, I'm a good person. The problem with that type of rationalizing is that you're wrong. That's not the way God views you. Whoever keeps the law and stumbles at one point, God calls you guilty. You are guilty today before God. Paul says the wages of sin is death. Jesus says no one is good, no, not one of you. All the world stands guilty and condemned before a holy God. So now that I've convicted every living soul on planet Earth, let's offer the life preserver to every living soul as well. It's conditional and depends on you and starts with the word if. Now keep in mind here, this sermon here this morning is, I bet you, no matter what you want to bet, that there are people not here today that were supposed to be here in this church. And a life preserver was here present to offer up to them, that aren't here because they were disobedient to God. And I'm going to go through and I'm going to read it to you anyway. I'm going to read to you the way to find yourself, the way to get out of the pit. I'm going to do my part of it. I've got to do that. It's this. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's this. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be ashamed. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. Someday, God's going to say to someone, I had the message prepared for you, and you were supposed to go and hear it. No one will ever say to God on that day, on Judgment Day, you were not fair to me. Because at 28 minutes after 11, on the 26th of February, the message was preached. Whether or not you were here or not, I did my part of it, what God told me to do. And many times I don't understand what I see. And I just do it anyway, because God leads me to do it. I had the gospel message here today. God told me he was going to convict everyone today. Unbelievers. Those that might not realize, if you've stumbled at one point, you stand before God as guilty. And then a life preserver to everyone. How to get out of that condition. How to have salvation. How to have eternal life. How to have your name written in the book of life. God is no respecter of persons. The same Lord is rich to all who call upon him. Hallelujah. Now I'm wound up. Where do we go from here? 11:30. Football season's over. There's probably a couple donuts in the kitchen. All right, I will. James continues, so will I. He picks up where he left off. If you've committed one, you're guilty of all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not kill. Now if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. I love that. Law of liberty. Right? There's a law of sin. There's a law of gravity. Here, we got a law of liberty. This is genuine freedom from sin. As the Holy Spirit applies the principles of Scripture to your heart, we're freed from sin's bondage and enabled to obey God. The law of liberty. It's probably the same law as the law of judgment, but he deals in liberty. He's also is a liberating law, word of God. So speak and so do as those that will be judged by the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy. Listen to this verse here. James chapter 2, verse 13. Last verse on the handout. Last verse we're going to look at here this morning. Judgment is without mercy. Judgment is without mercy. To the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy, now my New King James says mercy triumphs over judgment. King James, mercy rejoices over judgment. So did you know God uses the same yardstick as you? That's right. Show no mercy, receive no mercy. Remember that. Show no mercy, receive no mercy.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.